Get excited because Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
I'm pumped.
And because footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Red, red wine.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, I think that's probably about a 4 out of 10.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple
M. I feel good.
Pre-season in January. It's hot, Billy. Hey, we got a big show. Wayne Carey's going to join us. Can't wait for the duck. A couple of helpings in there. Oh. He's bringing something in that I can't believe he's heading down this path, to be honest. Oh. But we have to get to the bottom of it with him. Then Will Setterfield, of course, is one of our up-and-comers from the Blues, who turned your mob over on the weekend. Looking forward to chatting to Will as well as I say hello to you.
G'day, Jimmy boy, and g'day to you, Rebsy.
What's the grass look like? Is it nice?
Perfect conditions here at Marvel Stadium, BT. Not a blade of grass. Now, with all that space...
Not a blade of grass.
There's a lot of grass.
Listen to Duck giggling away.
Doesn't he love a duck when someone stuffs up? He's like Nate Brown. They can't wait.
I just love it. Yeah. It's perfect for them. What's going on, please?
Big news. The Essendon saga continues, Jim, with Connor McKenna, of course. Only one player deemed to have been in close contact with
Connor. That's a good thing.
It's a very good thing for the AFL and Essendon. Yep. But I wonder how they worked out that the Department of
Forensically
Health.
Went back over his movements. But it's good, though, because we didn't want Essendon playing against Carlton without this side out. No. That wouldn't have worked.
That's right. So Connor gets suspended, really, for 2 weeks because he's got a quarantine for 14 days. So he misses the next 2 weeks. Then the AFL suspend him. Does that go on top, I wonder?
I don't know.
Or do they take it in...
I can't answer that question. You'd imagine by the time he's finished quarantining, he'd be back able to play. But anyway, that is good news for the comp.
For old James Stewart, Jim.
Yeah. He's out.
Well, South Australia restrictions eased on footy this weekend, Jim. Adelaide Oval will be allowed to have 5,000 fans at each of the doubleheaders planned this weekend.
Good.
Who they got playing this weekend? Is it Sandful or something?
No idea.
Must have. Allowing 10,000 fans spread across the four games.
Beautiful.
So that's starting to open up too. And then Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has just announced WA footy teams, the Eagles and the Dockers, can return back to the state and quarantine at home instead of in a hotel.
That's good.
So that is good news,
too. That is very good news.
I tell you what, Adam Simpson's changed his tune a little bit, too.
Well, that is good news, because it would have been stupid if they all came back and had to go to a hotel.
Exactly. Well, this is because we know how Adam, he's been down in the dumps a bit and been a bit of Debbie Downer. But this was on, I reckon, 6PR last night. Adam Simpson changed his tune.
I think everyone assumes that their boys are unhappy and, you know, they're dragging their feet around. But the environment's pretty good up here. The hub's actually been set up really well. So they couldn't do much more. And obviously it's not home and we've got to deal with all that. And we're working hard behind the scenes to try and get a return date. But there's no excuses in terms of our environment and our training and all those things that have been set up here. It's actually a pretty good setup.
Talking, I think he had the tin can up to the wall, Jim. But, but that's a change of heart from Simo, which I think is good because he was going down the, sad sacks a bit.
Yes. Mm,
so well done to him.
Well done to him.
Coaches' votes are in, Jim. Richmond Hawthorn, Jager O'Meara, 10.
Yes.
He was outstanding.
He was outstanding.
Welcome back. That was nice to have him. Caleb Daniels got the most in the Western Bulldogs and Giants. He got a 7-eye there, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac Heaney with 9 and Jai Simpkin with 9-eye. They were both. Simpkin was good.
Very good.
Yeah. Taylor Adams and Steel Siderbottom got 8 there at Collingwood game.
Yes.
Levi Casbolt got a big 9.
Nice.
He was outstanding. He clunked everything,
he
Jim.
He can clunk it.
No one could mark, and he just went clunkety, clunk, clunk, clunk.
Yeah, thank you.
Brisbane Lions. Lockie Neal would have to be the favourite. He got 10.
Yes.
He'd have to be favourite for the Brownlow medal.
Although the young boy from the Gold Coast Suns.
Well, we go there. Guess who got 10 in that game? Matthew Rowe.
For the second week in a row.
Exactly. And who is the NAB Rising Star? What's his name again? I mentioned him last week.
I'm not saying
it. Don't say anything.
Butterwick. Butterick.
Butterick.
And I said him last week, I said he's a good young player. Yes. So they've had two in a row, the Suns, Rising Stars.
Very good.
Travis Boak, is he flying? He got 10. He got a perfect 10, Jim. So the leader in the coaches award, Travis Boak with 28.
Yep.
He's had an 8, a 10, and a 10.
Flying. And good boy too, Trev.
Yeah, and Lachie Neale on 26. So well done to concerned there.
Now, Bill, have you finished your
Well, I was about to go to basketball. But
go
I think
on,
you're
go to basketball.
Up.
Oh, this our man.
Brian
Gorgeous.
Brian Gorgeous.
The courtside strutter.
Well, the master coach.
Oh, no.
What are he walks up and down the sidelines.
Oh, Bill, I'm telling you. My mates and I, when we grew up watching the NBL back in the day, and Brian was, of course, flying as the coach.
He won 6 championships.
Yeah, no, he's just the super
superstar.
Coach.
Yeah, yeah.
But we didn't know anything about the NBL and really give a stuff about it either. But we loved watching Brian's sides because, Bill, as the game was going, this is how he used to roll.
Connor, he'd walk, he'd strut. You're saying he strutted.
I loved it. We all used to get out of our chair back in the West and do the gorging up and down because he's the best. So I love seeing that.
So, mate, he's coaching the Hawks. They were the Illawarra Hawks, but now they're just the Hawks. They're going to play in Canberra and other locations.
Right.
But he's the new coach there. He's got some they got new owners there. He knows one of the owners. He won 514 games out of 735. That's a good percentage. He is a bloody superstar.
Yep,
so it'd be good to have. He's been in China.
Yes.
China. Now, I've got a sad story here.
Go on, sad.
Big Moo, one of Australia's largest steers.
Yes.
Big Moo died, Jim.
I saw that.
Down at Mount Gambier.
Oh,
one of Australia's largest steers. Short illness, just passed away. So, not the biggest of all cattle or steers out there, Jim.
Right.
You remember Knickers?
No.
Knickers was this big bloody thing. It'll be on the socials because it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. Because I work on the farm. It's a Holstein, a Holstein Friesian.
Is it?
And from Western Australia, Jim, it towers over. It's 195 centimetres tall.
Jesus.
190. That's me. That's me.
That's a tall cow.
Actually, it might be
me. Might be even bigger than you.
But so Knickers is still alive, but Big Moo has passed away, and that's sad because we love our steers here.
No, of course we do. Mm.
I've never spoken about one.
Port Fairy Golf Course, which, as you know, I absolutely love. When you tee it up on the 17th hole, it's right next to a cattle property.
Yes.
And this bull they have, it's an Angus bull. It is the biggest bastard of a thing you've ever seen. I'm transfixed by it. It's got to be a ton. It would have to weigh a ton.
It'd be over a ton. Well, Big Moo was over a ton.
Jesus, Bill. It is massive. And the pills on it.
Oh.
Like,
well, you just stare at them.
I can't believe the size of this bloody thing. Never anything else in the paddock. Clearly not allowed in there.
Have you seen
it? It's
him?
On its own.
Haven't seen
him at work, but all I can think of
doesn't sit in the corner.
All the old black bull. All I can think of, Bill, is that you also by the rubbery,
down by the scrubbery.
You can go to buggery.
Mine's too stiff and sore.
All I know is this: every time I look at this bull, I think of the poor cows underneath.
Mm.
Like Bill.
Well,
imagine a ton on your back.
Well, Jim.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
I've won 2 AFL premierships. Been inducted into the Hall of Fame. Pressure on the field is nothing compared to this.
Can you guess who said yes to undress?
Who is it? The all-new Monty Guys and Gals. This July on 7.
Oh. Jim, I wonder who said to get undressed. Who do you reckon
that? Do we think?
Well, I think I'm going out on a limb, but I reckon it might be Duck.
Whoever it is, he sounds like a tosser.
That's you. That's full Monty for guys and gals.
It's not me, but he sounds like a real tosser.
It's old Dopey from Wagga.
It doesn't say Wagga, does it?
I've won 2 AFL premierships and been inducted.
Bill, there's plenty of players that have played in 2 premierships and are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. But a lot of them don't sound like you, and that did.
You
want it or not? Come on.
It did a little bit.
It's the new full Monty.
When's it going to air?
It did a little bit.
I don't go to air for a while, I think, Jim. And it's blokes and girls, isn't it?
July, that's next month.
I haven't even seen any advertisement about it. I've heard a few people have the same theory as you.
I wonder why.
There's a few people that have said that it sounds like me. It sort of does, but it sounds like a real drip.
Yeah, that sounds. Have you heard yourself? Have you heard yourself?
No, I can't handle.
Do you watch yourself or listen to yourself?
I cannot watch or listen to myself at all. I reckon have you listened to that interview that I did with Gaz back when they were doing the kids show back in the squadron?
Oh, yeah.
And I sounded like I was in reverse.
You were. Actually, you both were.
It was, pretty bad.
What about the rub when you think you're funny on a Saturday? Do you go back a good gag, the Heinz one?
I'd laugh enough for other people, Bill. You know that. And if you don't laugh, I hit you. So I just get,
I strongly suggest, Bill, you don't go back and listen.
Why?
Well, you wouldn't front up the next day. I'm being serious.
You know what I do listen to? The jokes on and that the stuttering one was very good last night.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't too bad, that one.
Sometimes I try to talk a little bit quicker because I think I sound really slow. That's why I don't want to listen to myself.
Yeah. Fair enough, too, because you do sound very country. Hey, what have you made out of the footy so far? Three rounds down. What have you made out of it?
Oh, well, anyone can win.
Yes.
Which, by the way, everyone's saying how different it is this year. I would argue that the last couple or a few years have been similar. I guess the only difference is the Gold Coast is a team that looks like it can, really do some damage. Fremantle have been in their games, so I think they'll win some games.
This time last year, the Gold Coast were up there, remember?
Yeah. There's only one team at the moment that doesn't look like they can win a game, and that's Adelaide.
Are they at rock bottom? Do you think? They've been in the comp how long?
For as long as I remember.
Yeah.
Rock bottom. Early '90s, Bill. They came into the comp.
Yep.
They had a good side when they first came.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Beat Hawthorn in their first ever game, and obviously they went back to back in the '90s, as we know.
So they can't go lower.
They've just been. Well, you can't go lower than the lowest, Bill. And right now they're on the bottom of the ladder.
Can't they go to 20th?
I think they're not competitive, and I think Talia said that only a couple of days ago, and coming from a guy that's been an All-Australian defender and been through a lot with that club, I think the fall for me, JB, is the biggest from the favourites in 2017.
Yep.
And hot favourites.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to the
leading at quarter time and playing emphatic grand final.
Yep. So the fall off from there has been as big as any team that I can remember.
What about your old mate, Mark Rusciuto? Jim put him in the poo.
Oh, come on.
Started it last
you
week.
You put him in the poo.
Have you been talking to him?
Because
he's had another go on the weekend.
I know. He's in the news, Rupert, isn't he? And he's one that doesn't like to be in the news for these reasons. But I actually think it's been quite refreshing, his honesty. And I know a lot of people say the fact that he's a director, I would argue that everything that he said in terms of what players are getting paid that have left his footy club, that they'd all been written in the paper. Those figures had been written, and I'd argue that he only got those figures from, because how else would he know what Melbourne are paying Lever? How would he know what Carlton's playing McGovern?
Would you know that,
Jim? They're only speculation
anyway. Exactly right.
But if you're on the board, Jim, do you know that?
Not all of them. You can access it whenever you want, but you're not going to studiously follow what all 44 players on your list are earning. But you can access it if you want to.
That's on your list, not the players that have left you. So all that he's going off is what he's read, which journalists have already written, and those journalists were potting him for bringing it up.
Hey, Druck, the only thing I don't like in everything, I think the AFL have done a masterful job of keeping this thing on the rails. I really do. I don't like the short quarters. I don't know why. It just never feels like enough footy's been played when the siren sounds.
Yeah, and it feels like once a side gets a half-decent lead, it's obviously going to be almost impossible to run over the top. And there are sides that are stronger in that area and kick a lot of goals in red time, as they like to call it. I'm with you. Look,
it just doesn't feel right. I don't know why.
Unfortunately, I think now that they've started it, I think the whole home and away. Then come finals.
Well, we did mention that, didn't
we? Why couldn't you go back? Because then it's not a percentage thing and the comp starts again once you're in
back
finals.
Back to 20 minutes?
So back to, 100. Why not?
All right. I need to ask you about something next. He's come loaded, our man. And I don't know whether he's heading into a territory I'm worried about.
Is he carrying?
Two phones. I'm going to get to it in just a second.
This man.
He's a great coach. We're training fairly hard down at the moment. It's a good win against Richmond a few weeks ago and things are going well.
That's why I don't like listening to them.
Come on.
I honestly sound like that?
Did you put in reverse?
Wow. Well, how bad's that?
An old mate of mine said many years ago, never trust a man who doesn't drink.
Yes.
And I think we've moved on from that.
A man that wears a beard, never trust him.
Never trust a man who carries two phones.
Exactly. And
have a look at who's wandered in here. Old Wayne Two Phones.
Oh, I'm not carrying two phones.
Well, yes, you are.
So they're both. Well, I am actually. I'm actually carrying three. But no, well, my phone, and you know what?
It goes off a bit.
No, it's been playing up like a second-hand whippersnipper.
Yes.
So and this isn't it, but our good friends down here in South Melbourne, Telstra and Port Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a promotion of Telstra, so to speak, but Christian Bardsley.
Owned
used to
by
play,
Christian Bardsley.
Christian Bardsley used to play for North Melbourne North, yeah. And also went to St Kilda. Actually, Bill, you'd remember Gary Ablett.
Gary Ablett cleaned him up one day in the Ford Pocket, opened him up right on the
cheekbone. Tell you what, it took courage to go back with the flight. But Christian owns both stores.
Beautiful.
And I went down to see him, and he's got he's right-hand man. His name's Fonz.
Fonz.
Now, if you've got a guy that works for you, he's cool under pressure.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's Fonz because he never says sorry.
No, because I'm never wrong.
Had all sorts of things, bill problems, phone problems, everything. Went and saw Christian at South Melbourne.
One for Jim, one for me.
Yeah, I'm about to say, brought him in for us. It's a very nice gesture.
One's for Jess and one's for me. Jess.
Oh, no.
And one's for me. So,
Well,
by the way, the fact that he fixed up all the little teething problems that I had with my internet and everything else, and the Fonz looked after everything.
The Fonz.
Got rid of your history.
But if you are at Port Melbourne or South Melbourne, Bill, ask for Christian or Fonz.
Got rid of all that history, Doug?
A little bit to get rid of.
Speaking of hubs, Pornhub.
Come on, Bill.
Now, Ducky boy, I've got something else for you. Why are there so many upsets especially last round? Tell me that, please.
Why? Because the competition's close, Bill. And I think if you're just slightly off, or you think you're ahead of the curve, or
how does Carlton beat Geelong?
Unusual words in these times, ahead of the curve. But how do they? Well, they're not that bad, Bill. And I think clearly Geelong, having such a great win, preparing, they would have been up and about playing Hawthorn on their home ground. And I have no doubt in my mind, and this is taking nothing away from Carlton, because I do believe they're an up and coming team. But there's no doubt that Geelong went into that game thinking that they were just going to turn up and win. So it's mental. And, sport at the highest level is 90% above the shoulders. And I believe if the Cats turned up to really play, then the result might have been different. Once again, taking nothing away from the Blues. But this comp kicks you in the bum every time you think you've got it beat.
Well, that's what happened to North Melbourne. They got ahead of themselves, no doubt. Could the AFL Grand Final be played in Perth this year?
Yes.
Where there'll be, there's 30,000 allowed now. By whenever the Grand Final is, it'll probably be 60,000, Jim. And you can answer this too. Mm. Could the AFL Grand Final just be changed for this year only to Perth?
Not on the contract they've signed with the MCG. Right. But if special circumstances mean that can be altered, then we've said this all along, Doug.
Why not?
I think the AFL missed a trick by contracting the Grand Final out to 2053 or
something,
whatever the bloody hell
it
is, because we could have, Duck, I've said this for a long time, we could have taken the greatest show in Australia on the road and taken it into Queensland and Sydney and Adelaide. Perth and Adelaide, and it would have been brilliant. So if we could have it in Perth, I think it would be magnificent.
Yeah, I think under the circumstances. I know that it's unfair that it's at the MCG every year and they sign that contract. It is unfair to those interstate teams. But the MCG is the greatest stadium that we have in this country. Yep. It holds the most people. And we want the most people to be able to go to the grand final.
Would be good.
But this year, given that, what's happened and the fact that people can go to Perth, I would have no issue. In an actual fact, I'd applaud it if that could be orchestrated, because to have 60,000 at the grand final this year would be something that, a week ago, Bill, we would never have dreamed of.
That's
so
true.
I think that'd be a great result.
And Essendon, we now know that they're only going to be down two players. One probably wouldn't be playing on the weekend anyway, so that's actually not a bad result.
Well, that's a massive result.
For them.
For them, and also the competition and the integrity of the comp. And the, we don't want the Bombers having to field a second team against another team. So I think that's been the best case scenario and what we're going to see there this weekend. It is a little bit of a shame that Melbourne played a pracky game on the weekend, JB, and we could have maybe played a game tonight.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't do that, to be honest. I'm surprised they didn't test the Essendon players straight away, and then if they were all clear, schedule it for a Tuesday night. That would have been, for me, the easiest way to deal with it.
But the fact that Melbourne played that game, that sort of said...
Well, they couldn't back up.
They couldn't back up, that's right. So, yeah, probably not the... I guess if this happens again, maybe you learn by that and don't play a pracky game.
What's your favourite song, Duck?
I don't think I've got a favourite song.
No, probably you have one. You know it word for word.
What?
Oh. Let's do the shark.
Baby shark.
Why do you have all these little...
Because you stuff up a fair bit. Yeah, I didn't realise how much you stuff up and get things wrong.
That's the little kids are loving that song at the minute, and I've got little kids. I know your kids are grown up.
They've grown up.
You can actually buy... I think it's at Kmart or Coles. I don't know. Who are we supposed to know? That you can buy a little shark, and when it hits the water, it starts swimming and it sings that song.
Now, Duck, the all-new Full Monty.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting the screens of 7 in July. Do we get the Tadge out as part of this? Is it the full Monty?
Well, as far as I know from other seasons, and by the way, it is for a great cause.
Oh, of course.
A fantastic cause.
Yes.
But I'm led to believe, because BT and
Don't Brown worry about any of that. Does the old crown jewels end up on display?
Yes. Do they?
Oh, yes.
They do.
It is full.
Unfortunately, half the country, Jim, have seen.
Come on, Bill. Oh, no. You're saying it won't be a surprise.
It won't be a surprise.
On that cheery note, Doug, great to see you.
So you have three phones.
Will Setterfield from the Carlton Football Club up next. It's the Rush Hour. For Foxtel, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
Watch for Cripps. He wins the clearance. He gives the handball to Setterfield. This is the sealer.
They don't give number 43 just to anyone at the magnificent club of Carlton, of course. And this young man, Bill, I love what he's doing. He's come back, he's playing great football, and I certainly loved what he did on the weekend. And that is, he went down the highway, played against your toilet of a mob,
and gave him
a nice pumping at their home ground and shut your fat mouth for a while. Will Setterfield, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Hey, Will, you've got no idea how much that win made me feel good.
Shut up, Will. Hey, how was the ground and the lights?
Yeah, it was fine, Bill. It was a nice surface down there.
And the lights?
Yeah, they were fine.
They were lights, Bill. They lit the ground up.
Will,
I loved it, mate, because as soon as the COVID thing hit and then we came back out of it and the Geelong Footy Club lobbied the AFL to get all their home games played at GMHBA. He had a fat bloody you couldn't dent with a barge pole, thinking they'll win every game down there, and then the Blues went down and turned them over. That must be close to the best win you've had.
Yeah, it was one of the better wins we've had, that's for sure. It was obviously very happy to get the win down at Geelong. It was always going to be a tough game, but the boys played really well, and we got the win in the end, so we were stoked.
Last time Carlton won down there, Willie, was in 1996. When were you born?
98.
He wasn't even born. Mate, it was a bit of a worry towards the end, I dare say, because Carlton were very good. Big Levi was clunking everything, and Cripper and Eddie were flying. But the Cats were always going to come back, and they nearly got there.
Yeah, I got quite nervous at the end there. I think everyone watching would have been on the edge of their seat. But I thought our first three quarters, we set the game up really well. It was obviously disappointing to let them back in, but... We played a good game, so happy to get the win.
You deserve to win that one, no doubt about that. Number 43, did you ask for that?
Yes. I didn't really ask for it. I think the club kind of gave it to me, and it's a pretty big jumper number at the club with Kuda dominating in it. So
I remember Kuda, right, Jim? Big goddess.
Oh, the god! Yeah. It was.
He is a Greek goddess. Not really a goddess,
because that's the
just, thing. No,
goddess.
He's a goddess. Greek let god, me tell you. Him and that Ange Christou, both goddesses. Anyway, they are big, big muscles, and then little Will gets in.
As Kuda suggested, you might need to get into the strong room and throw some steel around.
Yeah, I think the first thing you said to me was, I'm going to have to practice the one-hand pickup or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I might have to do a few weight sessions with him.
No, great man too, Cooter. Hey, tell us, you grew up in Albury and then went down to Caulfield Grammar for the final 3 years. Amazing school, of course, Jack Zeeble, yes. Brendan Goddard, the great Chris Judd. So a very strong footy school.
Yeah, I went to boarding school down there. I loved my time at Caulfield, big footy school. So, enjoyed my time there. And they've had a lot of great players come through. You mentioned Juddy before, so, yeah.
And then the Sandy Dragons, which has become a footy factory, Bill.
It has.
Extraordinary how many players it's churning out. And you would have played with some good players there.
Yeah, I sure did. We had a good draft year the year I was there. We had Andy McGrath and Tim Tirano. Who would pick one and two, and then Skrimmer and Ollie Florin as well. I think they both went in the top 10. So we had a good year down at Sandy.
Number five pick, Jim. That's a very early pick. Well done. And then went up there, just wanted to settle, come back to Melbourne, and you had a choice, they tell me, and you can tell me if this is wrong, between Essendon and Carlton to go to. And you were an Essendon supporter as a kid, but you went to Carlton, Willie.
Yeah, no, that's true, Bill. I did have a choice, but... I just liked what I saw from Cullen. They had a young list, a lot of players at my age, demographic, and playing with Big Cripper was always going to be good. So, I made the choice with Carlton.
And you live with Sam Walsh, who's a very fine individual, lovely boy, but pretty clean and pretty straight.
A little on the boring. How's that going? Willis?
Yeah, I live with Walshy. Everyone thinks he's, pretty boring, but getting behind closed doors and he unleashes a bit.
Hello?
But he is a bit of a clean operator. He likes to spend a bit of time in front of the mirror, that's for sure. So, he's good fun to live with.
Is his old man been around? He doesn't mind a frothy.
Yeah, Wayno's been around plenty.
He's a good man, Wayno.
Not with the restrictions at the moment, but, I'm sure he'll be back down soon to have a frothy.
And studying commerce, I see. So not just a pretty face, Willis.
Yeah.
What's commerce? What does that mean? Side.
Oh, I'll just plug away one subject at a time. You know how it works.
You're going to end up with a commerce degree, Bill. The world's your oyster.
Oh, it is.
You can not only move into accounting, but business management, all sorts of things. Very nice degree to own.
How long will it take, Will?
I don't know. Probably be 38 by the time it gets done. But I'll keep plugging away. I enjoy my study on the side. So,
Hey, big Levi on the weekend, as Bill said. Wasn't he just catching it from everywhere? It's a big set of hands he's got.
Yeah, he's a good man, Levi. He's playing really well at the moment, and we can just trust that we kick it down the line. He's going to provide a contest every day of the week, so he's playing well.
And his kicking's improved. He just goes back now and bang, straight through.
Yeah, he's confident at the moment, that's for sure. He's hitting them very sweetly, so he's going well.
All right, now we need to take a little break, Willis, but when we come back, sadly for you, Bill's put a quiz together.
Yes,
Will. I don't know how much Triple M you listen to, Will. I know it'd be comprehensive because all the players love, especially Triple M footy on the weekend, but Bill's quizzes are a debacle. So stick around, we'll get one done with you next.
And we're joined by Carlton's Will Setterfield.
It's time for another famous Billy Brownless quiz.
They brought back old quizzes, Brownless.
What?
Because I'm back, Jim. Yeah. I am back.
Will Setterfield, how well do you know your teammates?
Here we go, Willie. You ready to go, Will?
Yeah, ready to go, Bill.
Who is the Carlton player JB believes should be on Home and Away? Have a guess.
Jack Silvani.
Yes!
Well, I strongly believe he should be the first AFL player ever to play AFL footy and be a TV star at the same time.
Yeah, he'd do a good job, I reckon.
No doubt. Good-looking boy from great TV heritage.
Good stock.
Oh, yeah. Bloody
hell. Is he single, Will?
I'm not actually too sure at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
What's going on? What are you doing, Bill? You're in the middle of a quiz.
I don't know. I think Will's trying to think he might be single, but he's got a girlfriend.
No, I'm not single. I didn't know if you're asking if I was or Jack was.
Bill, ask him proper questions.
Will, what was Eddie Betts' original number when he was first at Carlton?
19.
Oh, well done, Will.
Three from two.
What's the best pub in Albury?
The Star.
Yes! Oh. Well done, Willie.
Three from three.
Right. How old is Cade Simpson?
Oh, God. 36.
Yes!
He avoids the gym as strongly as you do.
Yeah, spot on.
What part of Victoria did Sam Doherty grow up in?
Phillip Island.
Oh. 5 from 5, Bill.
Will.
This is the best performance we've ever had.
Will.
He's got the answers, I reckon.
Did you get this sheet with the answers on it? One
no.
more.
Oh, no.
Who has the least Instagram followers out of Patrick Cripps or Cripper, Charlie Curno or Jack Silvani? Who has the least?
Oh, the least. She's probably, oh, God, that's tough.
Mm.
That'd all be up there. I'll probably go with Charlie, Big Pumba.
Oh. 6 from 6.
Well, Cripps has got 115K. Jack Silvani, I thought he might have had more than 56,000.
Well, if he will,
000.
If he goes on home and away.
But Charlie Curno with 52. So well done, Willie. That's 6 from 6.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Well done.
And what have we got for him? Are you a golfer, Will?
Yeah, I'll play a bit of golf.
All right, we'll get you a dozen Tour Response golf balls from TaylorMade, the best.
They are the best. Are you still running with that headband?
Nah, I got a haircut.
Oh, good.
So, got rid of the headband.
Bloody
after
stupid.
A bit of advice from old man.
Yeah, exactly. The old man in Albury would have gone, now Will.
Yeah.
Is it Will or William?
Oh, either.
Bill.
Well, what were you christened?
He's got the same name as you.
Well, I'm Anthony. What were you christened, Wilma? William?
What's that?
What were you christened?
I don't even know, to be honest.
Hey, Will, when you hang up from talking to us and you go down in blues training, are you going to say, I did an interview with the Rush Hour and fair dinkum, Bill Brownless is the greatest imbecile I've ever had to speak to in the media?
No. Yeah, spot on.
Yeah! That's it, Bill.
Actually, ask Ed Curno, because he reckons the same
too.
It does.
You go and ask Ed, he'll go, mate, you can't understand a word he says.
Give that thing a plug, will you?
Now, this week, Carlton's first Back Our Baggers game. Every player will wear the name of a member on the back of their jumper. That's this weekend, thanks to the club's co-major partner, Hyundai. Blues members' winners will be announced at team selection on Thursday night. That is a great initiative, Will.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great initiative by the club at the moment, and Hyundai just shows the support the members have given us through this time, so we can't thank them enough at the moment.
Oh, that big blue. The big Sticks Kernahan, big chair.
Has he been down there, Sticks Kernahan?
I haven't seen him there, but I'm sure he'd love to come down.
No, don't worry. Will, once the bloody thing opens up touch, and old Four Eyes gets rid of the Chairman Dan off. Once we can get rid of all of that. No!
Oh, don't play that.
Rabbits, turn it off. Turn it off.
Have you heard this, Will?
Yeah, I have seen that.
He had big Sticks.
He hates it, and every time we play it, he rings me. Never rings Fat. He rings me straight away.
Yeah, good.
Did you play that again?
Well, you asked for that, Jim.
Hey, Will, love what you're doing, mate. Love what the Blues are doing. Good luck on the weekend.
Yeah, beauty. Thanks, guys.
On you, William.
Thanks, Bill.
James Brayshaw. Billy Brownless.
That's cock to me.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to our great mates at Foxtel. Oh,
yes.
Of course it is. Now, tomorrow, Reece Shaw.
Oh, yes, please.
Reece. And just explain what the bloody hell happened Saturday, please. And also a hump. Oh, no.
Yes, Jim.
The hump day quiz.
Yes.
Oh, Phil.
They're asking for it.
You're in career worst, and we take you to the place where you're at your worst.
You know what happened Saturday when there was no quiz? Nearly a meltdown when we asked to go to the phones.
No, there wasn't.
People rang in from here to Tarneit.
Yeah, they were taking the piss.
Glen Waverley. Yeah,
those people were taking
still
the piss.
Still not that far.
Mm.
To Dunsberg. So they really, really missed the quiz.
Dunsberg.
Dunsberg.
Dunsberg. Oh, no.
But that's good. The old hump day quiz, it's a beauty.
Yes.
And, of course, Jim, our friends at Foxtel here, you watch every game from every round.
Yes, please.
So have a think about that. Every game, every round.
Righto.
Live and ad break free. No ads during play.
No.
All in one place on Foxtel, Jim. Search Foxtel to find out more.
Right.
But and then the ads. If you should watch the ads after it and that because there's some good.
Oh, no, there are not. They're real bad.
Good. No, anyway, I got a good joke. Not a bad joke here.
More, no. In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Crew Tracker. Good for you.
Good for your crew. Head to crewtracker.com and try it for free. Yes. Crew Tracker.
Not happy, the Crew Tracker boys. They want a better joke. Last night was okay.
Sorry, Jim. Yeah. What'd you say?
Last night was okay.
he said it twice.
Yeah. That's all. It's all you get.
I think they signed on for another year.
I don't think they did. Yeah.
Here we go, Jimmy. I couldn't help but overhear two guys. I was down the pub last night, Jim.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Yeah. TABs are back open too, the ATMs in the pubs, which is nice. Yes. Two young blokes, Jim, were having a chat at the table, and I was just there at the drip tray. And one of the guys said to his buddy, "Man, you look tired." He said, "Oh, you won't believe it. I'm exhausted. My girlfriend and I have sex all the time. She's after me three or four times a day, Jim. I just don't know what to do." And just down near me, Jim, was an old bloke, about 80, just sitting on his stool, having a little seven.
Yes.
And he looked over to the two young men. He said, "I know what you should do. Marry her. That'll stop it."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just that'll stop
just,
it.
Just when we get tickled that they might be getting better. On a Tuesday, you just drag us straight back down to ground zero.
No, that's quite good.
To joke
no.
zero.
All right, a blind man walks into a bar and a chair and a table. No. Oh,
and then you go with one you've done before. Oh, no.
All right. Lean go. Went overseas somewhere.
Yeah, telling the Thailand joke.
Went overseas. Gab went upstairs.
Enough of that. Thanks. Turn him off, Robert.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend and footy.
Oh, Jim.
It doesn't get any better.
Footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.